Big Ten football is coming back. Who better to talk to about it than Pat Fitzgerald, the coach of the Wildcats. Coach, welcome to WGN Radio.
Great to be with you, man. Good morning, and go Cats.
Go Cats.
Well, your thoughts, Fitz, when you got the official word and you knew it was actually happening?
Well, just thankful for the doctors and the medical teams across the Big Ten, our athletic directors, the Big Ten Conference, and our coaches and players just working through this process and just really excited to have our guys back to play the game that they love in a healthy and safe manner. Obviously, we're in a pandemic, and we've got a lot ahead of us as far as making sure we're doing the right things collectively. But from a standpoint of processes and protocols, it seems like the mindset was in the right place from the beginning, and it looks like the questions are answered. Now we just need to go execute on it and get out there and do what we love to do, and that's compete, have fun coaching and playing the game that we love, and just enjoying every moment of it. So just very thankful.
What was it like watching college football last week?
I was excited. I love the game. I'm a huge fan before I'm a coach, and it was just great to watch. And I obviously we know we're in the middle of the process of getting back, to know that now we're playing, it makes it even that much more exciting to see what happened last week.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of your players since the announcement was made? And where are they? Did the guys go home? Are they in Evanston? Are they kind of scattered?
Yeah, Dave, we start school today, so a pretty exciting day in Evanston.
Yeah, no kidding.
Coach, I think every day is a pretty exciting day in Evanston.
Yeah, first day of class, and, I was in the weight room when I kind of got the heads up, was able to kind of just grab a couple guys privately, and then once we got the formal announcement, then I was able to, alert the team, and the guys are fired up. We're going to have a Zoom meeting here in a little over an hour. The guys are wrapping up their lift for the morning, and then we'll tweak our plan now here at the end of the week. We had a plan set, hopeful to start next week, and now we'll make some slight adjustments to tomorrow and Thursday. I'll give the guys the weekend off, and then we'll be ready to rock here hopefully on Monday once we get the green light to whatever it is that the NCAA and the Big Ten says that we can do. So really excited to be back. I'm excited for our parents and our families and our fans. And like I said, there's no more group I'm more excited for than our players. So been a long road. They've been through a lot. And now to have the opportunity to play the game they love, and I think as healthy and safe of a manner as any conference in the country. I'm just it wasn't an easy decision to pause, but it was the right decision. And now we just need to go execute on the plan.
What's the biggest takeaway from the medical protocols that the Big Ten announced today, or the biggest challenge for you as the head coach?
Well, I think it's just all of us collectively as a Big Ten brethren. We've just got to make great choices when we're outside of the building. As we went through our time here, in the first part of this process, once we got shut down, it really is the choices socially and the discipline that it takes, and it's really challenging for our young men. But they did a great job, we hope to be able to continue to do that. And it's not the normal, typical college experience, that's the world we live in right now. Hopefully we get back to some different opportunities down the road, but for me as a coach, it's just going to be to get our team prepared, do it the right way, do it in a smart fashion, and get our guys mentally, emotionally, and physically ready to play.
And tell me about how that's going to work, because I know you were working out and were together before, but now you've got to sort of ramp things up pretty quickly. What's the practice regimen going to be like, and what's the strategy there?
Well, we'll wait to see exactly what it is we can do and how we can do it, from a standpoint of the rules of the Big Ten, but we're right now in a what they call a 12-hour-a-week window. As I look at, our plan for the end of this week, I think we're great. But as far as, what we're going to do next week, we got to wait for the Big Ten to give us. I'm assuming we'll go to a 20-hour-a-week where we'll be able to go 4 hours a day. I'll do it probably over a six-day period, so we won't go 4 hours each day, obviously. But, we'll get through it. We've got kind of a ramp-up process that I think we've honed in pretty well with our medical folks here. and a sports scientist. So I'm just ecstatic. And you know, my hope is this is also hopefully a catalyst for our fall sport athletes in the state of Illinois to be able to play. I really think, you know, I've got a son who's a sophomore at Loyola Academy, and you know, my hope is now the IHSA in the state of Illinois gives not only our football players at the high school level, but also all of our athletes at the high school level, and even the youth level, an opportunity to go play the game they love. It might be too late for the youth, but I know the high school sports all want to play, and you know, especially for the seniors, to give the young men and young women an opportunity in the state of Illinois, an opportunity to play, I hope is considered, because when you look at the data driven and the medical behind it, you know, if we can play, the Bears can play. You know, there's no reason why, you know, the high school athletes can't play too. So that's my hope, selfishly as a parent first. You know, I've got two boys that are going to Sunset Ridge School right now and are going to class in a very health and safe manner. And same thing with my son going to Loyola Academy. They're doing it in a healthy and safe manner. And my hope is that the Illinois high school student athletes get a chance to play too. Let's let them play. I'm all for it. Let them play. So as long as we do it in a healthy and safe manner, I'm all for it.
All right. I'll let you go here on this. You got about 5 weeks till the season will begin. I know the Big Ten has indicated there's not going to be a schedule announced today. Do you know your schedule? Do you know what your first game is going to be?
You know, Dave, I was thinking about waiting until you asked me that question to release it, and unfortunately, I don't. So, trust me, we'll have some fun, and I'm just ecstatic for our players, and absolutely over the moon for our seniors. You know, my heart skipped a beat for them when we had to announce the postponement, and now to get them an opportunity to play the game that they love again is something that I'm really excited to share with them and their families. So just really excited.
It's exciting news. Go get set for that Zoom call. You're going to be talking to some happy young men.
Yeah, they're going to be asking me questions like Dave just asked me. So,
well, at least I'm not getting
to all of our great Wildcat fans happy for you, and for all of us as a Chicagoland community. Let's love each other, look after each other, and be there for each other. You know, just a lot of reflection here over the last few months, and just love being a Chicagoan, and we just got to love each other, look after each other, and make each other's lives better by loving each other. So,
good words.
Just appreciate the time.
Thanks very much,
everybody.
Coach. Thanks, Fitz. Bye-bye. Go Cats. You heard that. Okay, so really, I thought, I did not know whether or not the schedule was coming out. We don't know yet.
It doesn't appear they're going to announce it today,
okay.
So we don't know, and obviously there had to be some reconfiguration of the schedule. They're going to play 8 games in 8 weeks, no bye weeks, and there are some parameters set as far as positivity rates, and that's an interesting part of this. They have a team positivity rate and then a population positivity rate, and the two will kind of go hand in hand to determine whether a team needs to alter their practices.
So if the school's got a high rate, that might impact the team as well. Looks like you got more work to do this spring. Or this fall, I guess.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, you're good.
I had a lot of weekends open.
Happy day for you, too. Thanks for stopping by, Dave. Appreciate it.